My husband and I, for those of you who don't know, we have a ministry called Men of Standard, and it's a residential substance abuse ministry for men. They live with us. They're with us for 9 months to a year. We wake up with them. They go to sleep. I'm like, hallelujah. But they are actually on a mission trip in Warr, West Virginia for the past couple of days, and we had to weigh a minister's conference, walking around in quiet. A minister's conference, being able to eat what we want, do what we want, get what we want, have a nap, get up, have another nap. So the reason why we weren't here for the past 2 days, not that we don't love you and God pours so much in, and I'm gonna get every tape, I am. But it's been a blessing. So first of all, I wanna thank you all for having me here. I'm different. I'm just going to tell you right up front. I'm just different, you know. I always start out, before I speak, making reference to, some of you may know, some of you may not, it was an old, awesome band back in the 70s called Sly and the Family Stone. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Okay? A couple of years ago, my spiritual mother, Susie, Pastor Susie Matos, that runs New Life for Girls, she was asked to speak, and she said, oh boy, now I'm with the big dogs. Well, I just want to tell you this morning that I feel honored to be a puppy in your presence. Amen. I really am. I'm so blessed. I had inquired of the Lord about this word and the power of the gospel, and God basically told me the power of the gospel, the impact of it, the actual power starts when the word is spoken, but also when the word is heard. So I'm going to share with you today, this morning, something that God gave me. He gave me the title of it. I was watching TV and the commercial came on, so I said, oh, that's good. And it's Miracle Ear. Miracle Ear. Amen. When I was young, my mama would call me from another room, and I would say, huh? And when I answered her that way, she would say, if you say, huh, you can hear. Like, answer me, because you know you're listening. And I realized that sometimes with God, our hearing and the hearing of those that we're bringing the gospel to is impaired. Sometimes we speak the word, but it seems like they heard us, but they weren't really listening. Or they only heard the part about it's a holy God. He's a holy God. And that makes them think that they're not holy enough to receive the gospel. But the gospel is actually for them. Amen? So I started thinking about it, and I realized that our spiritual hearing may also be impaired sometimes. And we got to recognize that when we're bringing the gospel and going forth in the earth, that we're talking to a people that may not be able to hear that good. Okay, so I know that God is a wonder, because just because we didn't hear him doesn't mean that he stopped speaking. That excites me. I don't know about you, but that really excites me, that he didn't stop speaking. That he didn't stop speaking to me when I was smoking crack and I was living in abandoned buildings. God, I thank you. See, I don't know about you. It blows my mind that he didn't stop speaking when I was walking with him, but turned my head and my heart and my soul away from him because he didn't do something the way I wanted him to do it when he wanted to do it. I'm glad that he didn't stop speaking to me. Oh, God, the beauty of that and the beauty of the gospel is that you're always on speaking terms with him. Oh, that blesses my soul. I don't know about you, but that blesses me. So then I was thinking to myself, I said, okay, God. I said, well, what's going on? Like, where's the impairment? Because I know I'm not alone. I thank God for his word, because he's so good. He has stuff that's in the word of God and in the Bible that's just for us, you know, to remind us of who we are and who we can become and what his plan and his purpose is for us. Amen? So I'm thinking, and I think about, where did people's hearing, when God created us, when did it really start to get kind of jacked up? And it took me back to the Garden of Eden. And one thing I realized is hearing can be impaired because you're listening to the wrong sound. Oh, my God. Listening to the wrong sound. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they used to be hearing the gentle but earth-shaking sound of the footsteps of God as he walked with them in the cool of the day. They could hear the sunrise with the songs of the angels. They could hear the breeze through the trees whisper constant praise to their creator. They could hear the animals respond to the presence of God. They could hear the tranquility of waters that gave reflections of what God looked like as they gazed at their own image. They could hear the earth groan with expectation each and every day. They could hear the heart of God and how much he loved everything, everyone he had created. They could hear, they were created to hear. But there was a problem with being able to hear. The problem with being able to hear and being made in the image of God with a free will, eventually you've got to decide what you're going to listen to. And as we approach people and we go forth with the gospel, we need to know that people are having to find themselves at a decision-making point. When you share the goodness of God, when you share that there's a God that loves them in spite of themselves, when you share that there's a God that doesn't care what they did in the last 5 minutes or the last week, their hearing is impaired because of what they've been listening to, that you're never going to be anything. That you're worthless, that you're useless, that you have this disability, that's wrong with you, that this is your option, that it's all about self. Don't worry about anything else. You can do this. Don't be weak. Ah, hearing impairment. And I thank God for a miracle ear. I began to look at how we hear. I love the internet, the information highway. I just do. Because it makes you feel so smart. You find stuff on there and you're like, oh, now I know that. You know, we take for granted how we hear. You hear stuff every day. You hear the air ventilating. You hear me talking to you. You hear all kinds of stuff every day. And these things are happening. And we don't even take the time to think about how we hear. Well, I thought about it because it's important. And it's important because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So it's important. So I got on the internet and I started to look at how we hear. And I realized that it's a complex chain reaction. That's what it says. Chain reaction means this connects to this, connects to this, connects to this. I said, okay, God. So I found out that the first thing that happens is that sound creates a vibration. It's an invisible movement. It's an invisible power that's coming at you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Yeah. The first sound creates and it creates a vibration in the air. It's similar to the rippling of waves that created when you toss a stone in a pond. That's what happens when God speaks to us. How you know that, Robin? Glad you asked. You see, it happened at creation when God spoke because it shook the void and the nothingness and created a wave of purpose and isness and destiny and history, and the world and the universe as we know it today was formed. They call it the Big Bang. We know what it was. Yeah. A great big God decided to speak and determine what was going to be, and it banged the heck out of nothing. Yeah. Thank you, God. The Bible says that the world was framed by the word. The sound of his voice even frames everything that was created. The Bible says in Psalms 29:8 that the voice of the Lord shook the wilderness. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 that his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more will I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The Bible says that the sound, the vibration that goes out into the atmosphere can't even return back to him until it has performed what he sent it to do. Oh, my God. So it's coming when you speak that gospel. So hearing starts with a sound. with a vibration, with a shaking, with purpose and direction. So that sound, that vibration now, it hits the outer ear. And the outer ear, in medical terms, they call it the trumpet. I said, well, that's interesting, God. Because a trumpet announces that something or someone great is entering. Dun, 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 dun. But it also represents and is used when something is dying and going out. Dun, dun, dun. So we know that the outer ear, the vibration of God, the power of God, the Spirit of God, when we speak the gospel, enters into a person and reaches a person, and it is at that point saying this, okay, I'm coming in. My word is coming in to perform what I sent it to do. And when it does that, something else is going to have to go out. I can't make this stuff up, and I ain't that smart. Woo! It goes from the trumpet, and then the next place that it goes in that complex chain reaction is the eardrum. Oh, well, a drum keeps time and pace and cadence. When the gospel hits the ear, it's powerful announcement that something greater is coming in and the old has got to go out. That sound wave then hits the eardrum and it causes us to begin and move in the cadence and the timing and the predestination of what God has for us. In Psalms 37:23, the Bible says, the steps of a righteous man are ordered. It's ordered. It's put in timing and place and cadence. The vibrations are transmitted from the eardrum to the middle ear. Oh, my. Right up there in the middle of your stuff. The word of God and the gospel goes right there. Ah. And right there in the middle ear is this thing that they call the bony bridge. A bridge is something you got to cross over. When the gospel hits and the power of God goes in, that vibration that hits, that movement, that power of God, and it enters in and tells you, okay, I'm coming in, this got to go out. It goes there and says, and I need to bring order and cadence to it. Now I'm stepping right in the middle of your stuff. And in that bony bridge, Jesus, is formed of three little things, three little bones all together. I didn't know that. Yeah, it blew my mind. That bony bridge is formed by what they call the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. Yeah. Oh my, somebody know about the ear. Thank you. Okay, so you know I'm not making this up. All right. It happens to be the smallest bone. See, it's that small thing, the smallest thing that's kept people from hearing the word of God. The enemy, he ain't that big. He's not that clever. His ideas, tactics, and power is small. God steps in, and in that small place, where that in the middle of your ear, in the middle of your life, in the middle of their mess, there's the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup. The hammer assists in penetration, right? Anvil, weighty, it's a weight. Stirrup, used to elevate or step up on something. So let's just look at this for a minute. The word of God comes forth, okay? It hits with vibration in the ear. Its power announces that something's coming in great and something's got to go out and die. It causes in the beginning for us to move in cadence and timing with him. The power of the gospel then reaches the middle ear, the bony bridge, the place of crossover, a place of decision. And the power of the gospel pierces our shame with the knowledge of who he is. See, that's the hammer. And then the love of God is demonstrated through salvation and Christ's suffering. Then it's deposited and settled in us by the weight of truth. That anvil, That weight that says that you're greater than what you think, that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that you're one of my marvelous works, that if I be for you, then who can be against you? That here I come and I stand before you and I bring power and dignity to you, who you are and where you are. Then it's that deposit. It's that deposit of weight that provides us with the opportunity to use the stirrup of grace. That lifts us up beyond what we see and know about ourselves. That helps us to focus on what God is saying about us and not what's been said about us before. That helps us keen in our hearing. We're starting to hear stuff now. Oh my gosh. All this happens when we're faithful. Faithful to what we're called to do as ministers of the gospel. And we go and bring the good news. Then this power of the gospel, this good news, this message of hope, this story of the ultimate love and sacrifice causes the membrane that's over the opening of the inner ear. See, he said, I'll give you a heart of flesh and remove that stone, that callousness, that hardness, that thing that's covering where I need to be. Because I want to come and enter in. I want to dwell. I want you to accept me as your Savior into your heart. Oh my gosh. The covering of that innermost being. Next, it encounters, the sound encounters this fluid that's in the inner ear. And the Lord told me that that was a faith that is now fluid to flow freely. No longer stagnant in believing in only what we can see. No longer stagnant in believing in our own strength. No longer stagnant in believing that nothing's possible because everything is possible with God. And that fluid of faith in the inner ear excites a nerve cell. That nerve cell in you, that thing in you that's always been in you and moving in you when you didn't even really want it to. It's called a conscience. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's our guide. And it guides the sound producing in us. And then it gets to a place where there is this electrochemical impulse. And God said, when I go through all of that and I get to that place, I then am able to stimulate a divine revelation that I'm revealed to them. See, we can speak it and we can speak all day, but it's not until they receive the revelation of who God really is. To receive the revelation of how much God really loves them. Yes. To receive the revelation that he could actually take them for who they are in their present condition. Yes. They receive it and now they are hearing. Yeah. Yeah. Gathering together, transmitted. All of that gathered together and transmitted to the brain. To the seat of our soul, where our mind, will, and emotions are. And there it is, as the impulse, the divine revelation reaches the brain, we experience the sensation of hearing. When I was riding here and coming through the mountain, we gained altitude, and all of a sudden my ears started to close. And while we were riding, God said, tell my daughters and my sons that the higher I take you, sometime you're going to lose that hearing. But it's okay. Because at that time, all that you've ever heard about me is all that you're going to hear. None of the outside stuff. None of your past failures, none of your mistakes. All you're going to hear is me reminding you of who you are and what I've called you to do. Because at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. Some of you will be taken higher after this retreat, and you can't expect that increase of outside pressure that's trying to keep you from hearing. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You need to know that word makes you more than a conqueror. You need to remember the spoken word of the gospel that came to you. You need to remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You know, these are basic little scriptures, but you need to remember. Yeah. Look, I don't know who came before me, and I don't know what you said, but it is the simplistic that makes it profound. Okay? You need to be assured that God is working all things together for your good. In the midst of all that God has before you on your plate, you need to remember these things. You need to remember that the gospel, that same gospel that you preach, it was preached to you, and its power flows in you, and it flows from Emmanuel's vein. You need to know that this gospel is for that ear that needs to hear in Texas, that ear that needs to hear in Spain, that ear that needs to hear in Mexico, that ear that needs to hear in Zimbabwe, that ear that needs to hear in Ecuador, that ear that needs to hear in Africa and in Maryland, in Australia, to the uttermost parts. Places where people are in need because they have impaired hearing. You need to know that you bring the gospel and it provides them with a miracle ear. Because it's not just any old ear anymore. The gentleman was putting on my mic, and I pulled my hair back, and he said, "It's a beautiful ear," and he had no idea what he was saying to me. And I said, "Thank you. You need to check out each other's ears. There are some beautiful ears in here because of the glory of God." Now, I would be remiss if I didn't end with a hearing test. Remember when you were little in the first grade or kindergarten? And then they come and they sit you down. And it's pretty cool. They put the headsets on. And they had these beeps, and you either got to put your hand up what you hear on one side, and your hand up what you hear on the other side. Well, I believe, Apostle Terry, that we should have a hearing test. And I really know that God instructed me that we would have a little time of ministry so that as people are ministering to you, as you minister to each other, as you minister to each other, that you've received that vibration. See, the good news is the good news. You know what I mean? When you're speaking the word of God, when you're speaking the love of God, when you're speaking the hope and the healing of God over somebody, it's a good news. It's a good thing. And I love it that the good news, the good news is that the bad news was wrong.
Yeah.
But when we do that, we often raise our hands in agreement. Thank you, God. We raise our hands in victory. I'm going to be well. We raise our hands in power and authority. It is what you say it is, God.
Yeah.
So if we can, I would like to have a little time of ministry. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what that looks like, but I just know I was told that we should. Mm. Amen.
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 You gonna get some help? Come on! Can I get some help, please? I'm good?
Yeah.